Blog Talk Radio.
All right, y'all know what time it is. Y'all might as well get with it.
Somebody
what y'all trying to do. We gotta move on. We gotta move on. Oh. Y'all want a few more minutes? Do y'all want a few more?
Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Oh, hallelujah, and good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, founder and executive producer of the Spirit Alive Network, and this is Taking It to the Streets for this Monday, June 7th, 2021. Now, as always, we begin each and every program with a word of prayer because, if God isn't in it, your sister Bishop isn't with it. So won't you please bow your hearts as we go to the Lord. Most gracious and heavenly Father, I just come before your throne of grace just thanking you for this time. I thank you for our beautiful speaker of the hour. Lord, I just thank you for what you're doing in us, through us, and for us. Father God, I just pray in the name of Jesus that you would just continue, hallelujah, to bless us in a mighty way with your truth and your knowledge and your wisdom and discernment. Lord God, I just pray in the name of Jesus for every listener. And I pray, Lord God, that they too will be blessed. So, Lord, I pray that if somebody doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, by the time my sister gets through tonight, they will come and make you their Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. It is in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus I do pray all things. Amen and glory to God. Well, saints of God, we are so glad, hallelujah, to be back from hiatus. And we are going to start the very first program off with a hallelujah bang because tonight I am being joined by my beautiful sister, friend, hallelujah, and co-laborer, Dr. Susie Beavers, hallelujah. She is no stranger to Spirit Alive, and she is a part of the Spirit Alive family, and she has her own beautiful ministry. And I just praise God for her. But on tonight, she has graciously decided to come and bless us with a word from the Lord. So without further ado, I'm going to get out the way and let the woman of God and the Lord make it do what it do. My dear sister, you have our undivided attention.
Amen, amen, amen. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is truly good. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Would you join me in prayer? I need to have my own prayer, but thank you, Bishop. Oh, Lord, we thank you now for allowing your humble servant to approach the throne of grace. We thank you for your spirit that has been leading and guiding us throughout this time. Train our ears, O God, to hear your voice. Help us to accept your instruction and lay up your word in our hearts. Lord, we know it's your desire to specifically provide a blessing for each person under the sound of my voice. So as your word goes forth, break it down into individual servings that will whet our spiritual appetites for more of you. For no one can preach unless you first speak. Nobody can do anything unless you first move. And if you don't send the anointing, there will be no power in what is said and done. And after we've given you all that we have, you take all the glory, Lord. All we desire is your blessing. That is all.
Amen.
Say.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
We will be coming from Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, verses 14 through 21. I'm going to give you time to find that. Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, the 14 through the 21st verses. And we'll be looking at God is doing a new thing.
Hallelujah.
And the best is yet to come.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Isaiah 43:14
Amen.
Through 21. I'll be reading because the Lord set his people free. He is the Holy One of Israel. And he says, people of Israel, I will send an army to Babylon to save you. I will cause all of Babylonians to run away. They will try to escape in the ships they were so proud of. I am your Lord and King. I am your Holy One. I created you. Long ago, the Lord opened the way for his people to go through the Red Sea. He made a path through the mighty waters. He caused Egypt to send out its chariots and horses. He sent its entire army to its death. Its soldiers lay down there. They never got up again. They were destroyed. They were blown out like a dimly burning flame. But the Lord said, forget the things that happened in the past. Do not keep on thinking about them. I'm about to do something new. It is beginning to happen even now. I'm going to make a, it is beginning to happen even now. Don't you see it coming? I'm going to make a way for you to go through the desert. I will make streams of water in the dry and empty land. Even wild dogs and owls honor me. That is because I provide water in the desert for my people to drink. I cause streams to flow in the dry and empty land for my chosen ones. I do it for the people I made for myself. I want them to sing praise. Isaiah 43:14 through 21, the New International Reader's Version. Can I get an amen? Amen.
Amen. Come on. Yeah.
See, what you must know to appreciate Isaiah's world is he went before the Lord burdened about his nation. You see, idolatry was rampant. The economy was in the tank, and people were sensual, haughty, careless, and corrupt. prophets and priests alike were adrift, hardly a voice of truth in the land. And instead of the people serving God with humility and offering love to their neighbor, the nation of Judah offered meaningless sacrifices in God's temple at Jerusalem and committed injustices throughout the nation. You see, the people of Judah had turned their backs and alienated themselves from God, which led to their exile. And this is where the Israelites were when they heard the incredible words of our text. They were at the lowest stages in their lives. They were refugees who had literally lost everything. All that they had, they put their faith in, had failed. And they struggled on in their deep misery. For you see, God seemed to be very, very far removed from their personal circumstances. And they saw no way to connect with God on a personal level. Have you ever been at a point in life that seemed so low that the only way to go was up? Come on, somebody. Have you ever experienced a feeling of deep despair, wondering how you would carry on after either the suffering the loss of a loved one or being downsized and losing your job? Maybe you see it was a personal illness and or the illness of someone that you love. Have you ever sensed such deep discouragement that there was no hope? Perhaps that's where you are right now. Maybe you're in the middle of a struggle just to survive. It may be happening in your career. It may be happening in your family, your relationship, or
come
in your
on,
church. You see, the word of God says this. Forget the things that happened in the past. Do not keep on thinking about them, for I'm about to do something new. It's beginning to happen even now. Don't you see it coming? That's Isaiah 43:18-19. That's the scripture. For in this evening's scripture reading, Isaiah offers us a word of hope and promise for today, about tomorrow. For in this text, we're directed where to look to find assurance of God. Come on, the guy is doing something new.
Yes, sir. Come on.
And that the best, come on, somebody, is yet to come.
Yes, it is.
There are four directions in which we need to look. But when we begin looking for the power and the presence of God in these four directions, we will experience newness of life. Now, that first direction, he encourages us to look back and remember. To look back and remember. Tell your neighbor, look back and remember. See, in Isaiah 43:14-17, God was assuring the children of Israel that God would break the power of their oppressors that held them captive. Then God reminds them of the great things that God did for their ancestors when God brought them out of the land of Egypt. And in other words, God said to the children of Israel, I know you're in captivity now and surrounded by the Babylonians, your enemy. But remember when your ancestors were in the wilderness and Pharaoh was chasing them. Come on, somebody. Can you remember when your ancestors crossed over the Red Sea and looked back and saw Pharaoh and his army drowning in the Red Sea? Isaiah says, look back and be reminded of God's goodness and God's greatness. And that's what this time of discernment is all about. For the encouragement of our faith and the encouragement of our hope. It is good for us to look back and remember what God has done for God's people. Look back and remember. You see that God has opened doors when there was no door. Come on, somebody.
Come on.
And brought you through.
Come
you
on.
See, when you didn't think you were going to make it. Come on.
Come on.
It's amazing, you see, when I finally get to the other side of trouble And I realized how God brought me through. So look back and remember, but then look forward.
Yeah,
and forget.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to say it again. Look forward and forget. Hold on just a minute. Look forward and forget. God is reminding us that there's a new thing that he's doing, and the best is yet to come. Isaiah 43:18 says, forget the things that happened in the past. Do not keep on thinking about them. Now, wait a minute, preacher.
Come on,
make sense.
Mm-hmm.
First, you say, look back and remember. And then you say, look forward and forget. Listen, verse 18, you see, it's really saying that God's future intervention is going to be so wonderful on your behalf that all past things will be forgotten in comparison. In other words,
thank
if you thought
be
God did something special before, hold on. You ain't seen nothing
hold
yet.
Hold on.
The best is yet to come. See, God is saying, Spirit of the Lord, participants, remember the blessings I've given you. Well, if you thought all that was something, the best is yet to come. I'm about to do a new thing. Hallelujah. Your best days are not behind you, but ahead of you. Your last 20 years, there was something else. But your next 20 years, come on, are going to be even better. In this text, God promises to do yet greater things for the Israelites than God had done in the days of old. So they should not be longing for the good old days, for they will not see them repeated, but
they will
see them outdone. Come on, somebody.
God
said, I want to do a new thing. I want to start a great new chapter in your life. But notice what must happen before you can get to God's new thing. You got to close the old chapter. Hello, somebody. You have to forget the past. Do not dwell on the former things. And could it be that maybe you're missing a new beginning, a better chapter, you see, because you're looking back at your pain. I mean, you're looking back at your failure, back at your mistreatment, back at your betrayal, back at your old life. I like the way that Paul says it in Philippians 3:13. Forget it, the things that are behind me. Strive towards what's ahead. I press toward the mark to win the prize to which God called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
Christ Jesus.
You see, God wanted the children of Israel to change their perspective and ultimately change their thinking. God wanted to shift them, come on, or transition them from the celebration of past victories to trust in him with their current struggle.
Yeah.
I believe, you see, that God wanted the children of Israel and us to take a look back and remember. But
while looking back,
we should not get stuck or expect God to move using the same methods and through the same methodology. Hello, somebody. Those who keep looking back are too preoccupied to pursue the new thing that God has for
them.
You know anybody like that? Come on. Hello, y'all.
Yeah.
Are y'all like that? Listen to me. Your best days are not behind you.
That's right.
But ahead of you.
That's right.
So look back and remember. But look forward and forget.
Yeah.
But then look out and behold.
Yeah.
The contemporary version of the Bible, Isaiah 43:19, says it this way. Behold, I'm creating something new. There it is. Don't you see it? In other words, look out and behold a new thing. It will happen in the most unexpected places. A new thing is happening in our midst. There it is. Don't you see it? Not with eyesight, but with insight. Do you know it in your heart and in your soul?
Hallelujah.
You see, in the text, God promises not only to deliver Israel out of Babylon, but to deliver them out of trouble and to conduct them safely and comfortably to their own land. God says, I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. For you see, in order to get from Babylon back to Canaan, they'd have to pass through a desert.
Mm-hmm.
And while the returning captives pass through the desert, God promises that God would provide for them.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the same power that made a way in the Red Sea, come on somebody, can make a way in the desert of the wilderness.
Hallelujah.
And that same power that made dry land in the waters of the Red Sea can produce waters in the desert of the wilderness. Now, the same power is available for you and I today in the desert of our lives. So let me ask you tonight, where are the dry places in your life?
In your life.
For it's in those places that God is creating something new. Where is the place of your pain? That just might be the place of your greatest possibility. Where is the place of your hurt? That might be the point of your healing. Where is the disappointment in your life? That may be the place where God, where you will discover your destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some folk think you're not going to survive. And some of you may even believe that about yourself.
But
I'm here to tell you tonight, that my God is doing a new thing. Look out and behold. Don't you see it? There it is. I see it. Hallelujah. So look back and remember how God has blessed you in the past. Look forward and forget, because God is preparing a faithful future. And look out and behold, God is doing a new thing in our very midst. But look up and praise. In Isaiah 43:21, God says, I made them my own nation so they would praise me. So look up and give God praise. You see, it's our duty to show forth God's praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives. By giving up ourselves to his service, when praises go up, come on, blessings come down.
Therefore,
for every instance of God's goodness, we must look up and praise God. You see, the word praise comes from a Latin word meaning price or value. And when we praise God through worship or prayer or any of the other means of praise, we're proclaiming to ourselves, to God, and to those around us just how much we value our relationship with God.
Come on.
So when we talk to God in prayer, we should begin with praise. Praise God before you ask God for anything. You ought to take more to God more than your petitions. You ought to take to God your praise. Before you tell God what you need, praise God for who God is. Just say, God, hallelujah, you're so good to me, Lord. You're so wonderful, hallelujah. God, you're better to me than I am to myself. Oh, Lord, my God, how majestic is your holy name in all the earth. Sometimes, come on, y'all, you may not feel like it. You may not know what to say, but we're called to always praise God. In the good times, we want to praise him, and in the bad times, we want to praise God when we're up, and we want to praise him when we're down. Oh, we want to praise God when we're being affirmed, and even when we're being afflicted. For David said in Psalm 119:7, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. It's not good to me, come on somebody, but good for me, because my affliction will teach me how to pray. My affliction will teach me how to pray. My affliction will teach me how to believe and to wait on God. But when you go through tough times and you praise anyhow, your prayer life will get deeper. Your fears will get fewer. Your faith will get stronger. Your life will get richer. So look up and praise God all the time. Praise God no matter how heavy your burden,
Praise God. No matter how big your problems, praise God, no matter how high your mountains, praise God, no matter how deep your valleys. And if you can, look up and praise God when your enemy does his worst to you. For there's someone waiting to deliver you. And everybody, everything you need to know it will be all right when you praise God. See, the word says, weeping may endure for a night. But joy, hallelujah, comes in the morning.
Yes, it
so
does.
So look back and remember. Look forward and forget. And look out and behold. Look up and praise. For God is doing a new thing. And the best is yet to come. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank
glory
you,
to God. Hallelujah. I need to shout
glory.
Right now. Oh, my Lord, my God.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. What a word. What a word.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my sister. Hallelujah. God is doing a new thing, and the best is yet to come. Let me tell you something, saints, before we get into my favorite part of my program, and that is when I allow all of you to put your praise on it, I just want to say it is such a joy for me to be the woman of God that sits in this captain's chair, and I listen to these anointed men and women of God, hallelujah, that God sent here to the Spirit Alive Network. And my sister, I'm going to show you a holy hookup, and this is why I love sitting in this chair. Last week, I had Buf's sister on, Pastor Darcel Ware, and she was telling people, the people of God, look, you got to trust him with your life. Okay. I was like, you ain't lying, sis. You better tell the people. Then her husband comes on Friday, and he says, God is resurrecting miraculous things in your life. He is bringing to life things in you that you didn't even know was there. There might have been things that you have forgotten about. And God is going to bring that out to use in these last days. And then here you come, skip to Malua in the spirit, my sister, and you remind people that God is doing a new thing and the best is yet to come. Now, you know, when you hook all that up, that's one whole sentence. Trust God, for he is doing miraculous things. He is doing a new thing and the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. I praise God for that. The people of God, what I'm hearing the servants of God tell us over and over again is that the time for us is now. The time for us to allow God to work in us, through us, and for us is now. Now. Allow God to do that new thing. But for to my young people in the chat room, the Lord can't do a new thing in you with the old you. Now, Sister Dr. Susie made that very, very clear. You got to allow God to do what is needed in you to be done so that God can start that new thing, can do new things in you. You have to completely let that old stuff go. You can't be one foot in and one foot out. My baby, my young folks, you got to give God your all. You have to trust him with your life. You've got to know that you know that you know, no matter what your friends are doing, no matter what the TV is telling you, no matter what the internet is telling you, that God is your father. And he has you. And he's taking you to heights that no one can imagine. So please, hear what Dr. Susie says tonight and take it to heart. And just remember to do what she said. You know, you've got to look back and just think about where you were. You know, I'm saying beginning today, just think back to yesterday and just think what you did yesterday and think of all the things that God has done just since yesterday. for you. And live your life for him on purpose, with purpose. Now I'm going to let the saints of God come on up in here. I always got to take, you know, when I see a lot of young people in my chat rooms, in our chat rooms, I always take a moment to speak directly to them because I want them to get this. I want them to understand this. So right now, if any of you have any questions that are in the chat room, you may type them now, and I will have Dr. Susie or myself or any of these anointed servant leaders in the house tonight. We will make sure you get your answers. For the saints of God that are in the house, hallelujah, if you'd like to put your praise on it, touch and agree with the mighty servant of God that we heard on tonight, you know what to do. Press your 1, and I will kindly address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. Now, we do have Spirit Alive family sitting up in here, and I would be remiss not to give my family a word because, hey, the more the merrier. I believe there is power in us touching and agreeing. So I'm going to go on down to our base camp in Arizona, down there to the Holloways, and I just want them to come on in the room and put their praise on it. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Dr. Susie, that was a wonderful word of encouragement. God is so good. He's speaking directly to us. Apostle and I have been sitting up here for 2 and 3 days in a row and looking back and remember how God brought us out and how God is saying, look forward to new things, good things. Amen.
Yes.
That he's doing right now. He's not going to do, but he's doing it.
So we thank
God for that word. It was so encouraging. Praise God.
Confirmation.
Give God praise. We give God glory and honor. We thank God. We thank God for the word tonight.
Yes,
that
indeed.
Was right on time.
On point. Yes.
Right on time. Time. We thank God for the word because as prophetess said, we were looking back and looking what our God was doing for us. We and folks would say to us, how did you do that? How did you get that? It was because we went through. We paid out there. Being in the transitional house, being in the city shelter, we paid for it back there. Thank God for the word. We thank God that God is doing a new thing. We had some calls today, to us, and God and that word confirmed the call.
Amen.
It's a new thing that we're coming, and we just. We just want to give God praise, glory,
Amen.
And honor. We thank God for the word tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God is indeed doing a new thing, and I'm excited. I'm excited because I just know that, you know, as we move forward together. We move forward in unity. We move forward in power. We move forward in authority. The people of God, hallelujah, can and will make a difference. We can do a new thing if we just stand on God's word and trust him. And we're gonna see some changes, y'all, in our government. We're gonna see some changes, y'all, in policies. We're gonna see some changes, y'all, because see, God is going to allow us to see his might now, not just when we get to heaven. But he told us the first shall be last and the last shall be first. He told us some things. He told us, he gave us glimpses of some good things to come. And you can expect it right now because the abundant life is for living now, saints of God. Let me go on down here to, let me see. Where'd she go? Oh, there she go. Apostle, Mother Apostle Zeta Flowers, come on in this room and praise God for your new thing.
Amen.
That was a wonderful message. Can you hear me? Okay, I enjoyed the message. I'm on.
Okay.
I am on.
Yes, yes.
All right. All right. I enjoyed the message and the messenger. God bless you. That was one of my passages I like to go back to every now and then because the Lord didn't do the, he has done these things before. And that's why I believe that we're being reminded tonight because some of us have been through some stuff and we've, he's brought us out of the valleys and the dry places and you
come
know,
on,
and all these places. And he allowed water to come in the desert places and all of that.
Yes, he does.
He's done that before for us.
Yes.
He's reminding us again what he did in the past for us, he will do again.
Yes,
and so,
he will.
And so we can expect it.
Yes.
We can expect it. We you know, we
can
believe
praise him in advance,
God, if we believe him, for what his word said, you know, we can just say, well, I know what he can do. I know what he's done for me already.
Yes.
I know what he's done in the past. And he'll do it again. If I'm in this situation again, he will do it again. So, because he never changes. We serve the same God.
There it is.
Hallelujah.
There it is.
He never
changes.
He's the same yesterday, today
and
forevermore. For us. For us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It was a wonderful message. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
It
was great. Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Apostle.
Amen.
Anybody else want to put their praise on it? Because, I mean, there was a lot to praise God for. What I really enjoyed, which what my sister said, was what are those places in your life that need water? You know, you need to water those places with prayer. You need to water those places with the word of God. You need to water those places with praise because, like she said, out of those places, you might be the beginning of your greatest victory, might be the very beginning of your greatest triumph. So when, you know, when the Lord allows things, you know what I'm saying? When the Lord allows us, we're going to go through things, but, you know, when we look back, and we can look way back. We can look all the way back to the children of Israel. You know, when we look, but when we just look back over our lives, you know, we should just begin to praise and shout and give God the victory. And then we should, and then we can look ahead because we're saying, hey, if God got me through yesterday and the year before that and the decade before that, and he woke me up this morning, I guarantee you he'll get me through today. No matter what the trial may be, no matter what the problem is, he will get me through today. Because every day God gives us new grace. Go ahead.
But it's in those dry places that we need to expect God to do something new. God don't come back all the way doing it the same way he always did it. He said, look, something new. It's going to happen in the most unexpected places where it's dry. You're not expecting, and that's what God is all about. It's,
you
God
don't expect
to know
in the middle
abundantly
of the
above anything you ask for or can imagine, beyond
Amen.
What you
Glory
understand,
to
beyond
God.
Your imagination. God is God.
I'm
and all we
got to
do is know that something new is coming, and God can do it in God's new way.
And believe it. Amen.
And believe God.
This was just a phenomenal, beautiful, powerful message. Thanks to God, you still have time to put your praise on it now. You know, I just the thought of God still doing new things in my life at this age, it just excites me, you know. And that's the wonderful thing about God. God is not an ageist. He's not a sexist. He's not a racist. You know, God can just, if you God needs you to do something and he needs to do a new thing in you in order to bless his people, he will.
Well.
And that's the, you know what I'm saying?
wicked minded.
You know what I'm saying? You know, because I'm just saying, I'm sure a lot of us have said, you know, we want God to do a new thing, but we're really in our deep heart of hearts, we're not expecting him to. Because we're telling, you know, while we're saying, oh, use me, Lord, a part of us is going, I'm too young. I'm too old. I'm not equipped. I can't, you know, what if I let God down? You know, but you know what? I'm here to tell you, whatever God calls us to do, whatever that new thing is that God is going to do in us, he's going to equip us to do it. He's going to anoint us to do it. He's going to go before us as we do it. You know, he's going to be standing right there. We're not doing it alone. So I just praise
Amen.
God for the newness of this season. I praise God for all of the family here at Spirit Alive. I praise God for you, my beautiful sister. It is always a joy when you stop in and come through the house and raise the roof because, again,
Amen.
I was truly blessed. Again, I'm so glad that we're all back off hiatus. Join us. You can join Pastor Lester Carver tomorrow for Tuesday teaching with Pastor Lester Carver on Wednesday. Please join us for Prayer Changes Things. And we're going to have a very special testimony from Prophetess Kathleen Holloway, whom you heard from earlier. And we are going to be having a prayer meeting. You know, the saints of God need to be hearing the leadership of God, standing and praying for the people of God and for one another. Because so many things are going on in the world, you know, we just have to be sure that the people of God know how to pray, that they're praying. So I'm going to see to it that the mighty prayer warriors here can stand and just lead our listeners in prayer and, you know, take prayer requests. So I'm looking forward to Prayer Changes Things because it does. And so I want us all to come out, and on Thursday, we will have Prophetess Vanessa Carver with Wounded No More, and this coming Friday, we will have Every Man Standing in His Place with Pastor Jeffrey Scott. On Saturday, you can join us for the summit. And, of course, every Sunday morning, the whole family's gathered around here at the sanctuary for the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. So, again, family, I love you. God bless you. Thank you, my beautiful sister. I praise God for
Amen.
You. I thank God for the anointing. And I know that the Word of God did exactly what it was set out to do. Now, and I'm just going to thank God and pray because I know that someone came to the Lord. Somebody was ready to do it, is ready to, for God to do a new thing. So, Father God, I just thank you that we know that your word does not come back void. And, Lord God, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus for each and every person around this world that upon hearing this message, Lord, profess you to be their Lord and their Savior. Ask you to come into their life and save them. Lord God, ask you to become their Lord and Savior. Now, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would not allow the enemy to snatch the seeds of faith before they have time to take root and to grow. I pray, Lord God, that these new converts were steady to show themselves approved, that they would go to Bible study, they would find a local church.
Yes.
Father God, I just pray that you would cover them. We plead the blood of Jesus over them right now. And Lord God, I just pray that this message will excite the saints of God for the newness is always present in you. Pour into the back into the woman of God as she is poured into us tonight, Lord. Go, continue to go before her, Lord. Increase her territory. Bless her indeed, oh God. And we'll be so careful to give you the honor and the glory and the praise. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we do pray it all. Amen, and to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thanks to God. This has been your sister, Bishop Shalene Cook, for taking it to the streets. So glad you joined us on tonight. We pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week and that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless all of you. Good night, everyone. Amen. Love you all. Good night.
Love you too.